Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Without further ado, bye week edition. Other teams played games, and of course that means the landscape has changed dramatically. So let's have you pick the Bills.
A tradition unlike any other.
We need WGR2, and it'll go on the second feed, and it's just a constant run of you picking the Bills.
It's time for Howard to pick the Bills!
Bye week. Any picks during the bye week? Nothing.
The Crown is back on Netflix. They put the fourth season came down Sunday.
Into the end zone, and intercepted, picked off by the all-pro Justin Simmons!
Blitz is coming. Cam gets away. Stays in the pocket, in trouble, throws it, and it's incomplete.
Herbert, rolling, looking, throwing, end zone, touchdown.
When are you going to actually stick your neck out and you pick something on a regular basis?
I'm not the one in making predictions. I'll let you do all that.
On WGR, Sports Radio 550.
That's funny.
All right.
By the way,
well, pick the Bills.
Diana and Charles should have never married. I mean, I'm watching The Crown, and it was a bad idea from the start. Anyway, go ahead. That's probably not
Crown.
What you want.
Recap segment sometime.
Yeah. Like, you know, Bachelor, Bachelorette, whatever. Go ahead. I'm only I think three episodes in, so okay. I've still got to watch a lot more.
Meanwhile, after much reading about how good that chess show is, I've started to watch
the
chess
show. Gambit.
Queen's Gambit, and it's very good.
It is very good. It's intense.
Time to pick
times,
the Bills. Yeah, it's very good. Mm-hmm. All right, Bills, Chargers, Sunday 1 o'clock, looking like a nice day for some football.
Is Scorefest one word or two words?
Is it hyphenated?
It's not hyphenated.
Okay.
Right?
How do you know if something's hyphenated? So there's one thing I know that I do. It's
how do you know if something's hyphenated? That's a really good. I would just do an internet search. But I didn't. I was too lazy to look up. Scorefest. Bills win.
Scorefest.
I feel like Scorefest is two words.
Okay.
I'll look it up while we're doing this.
Scorefest. Scorefest. Bills win. They move to 8-3.
Yeah, it looks like two words.
Okay. And then go to San Francisco for the Monday night game.
Oh, that's what I forgot to ask Sal, although he wouldn't have given me the answer because in Sal's article about the remaining schedule for the Bills, he also wrote something in part, who knows what San Francisco is on a week-by-week basis. They're a Jekyll and Hyde team. I will take a Bills loss to the 49ers in that Monday night game.
Ooh, a loss. All right. Was that a win last week?
Right.
Might have been.
Yes, it was. It's been a win for the past 3 weeks.
Seriously, I'm using a quarter.
Hail Mary.
No, you're not flipping a quarter.
The Hail Mary really shook you.
It did.
This.
It shook me. Well, you know what happens is they're going to get on a plane. They're going to start flying west. When they start flying west, they'll flash back to the Hail Mary.
I wonder if that happens against Denver, too, in a couple weeks. All right, so a win against the Chargers, a loss to San Francisco. Then home Pittsburgh, who we think will, if they play Baltimore and win, then they play Washington. That means Pittsburgh is still undefeated.
I'm going to say Pittsburgh will be undefeated when they come here. I think they'll beat Baltimore. I think they are a better team. Baltimore's got a lot of problems. I'm not sure Baltimore, who's running the ball on Thursday? If Dobbins is out and Ingram is out because of the COVID issues, who is it? Is it Gus Edwards is next up on the depth chart? I think Pittsburgh comes here, and I will tell you this, young man.
Ooh.
I'm picking the Bills to beat the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Yes, there it is.
The Bills will beat the Pittsburgh Steelers because they won't have to worry a lot about their running game, and the run defense is the weakness for the Bills. By that time, the Bills will be healthy in the secondary. Josh Norman is back. They'll do everything in their power to stop the deep receiving core for the Steelers. The Bills will be able to negate it enough that the Bills will put up points in a lower scoring game to beat the Steelers' defense.
Well, one thing I'll tell you about this game.
They got to lose at some point anyway.
Against the Steelers is the Bills' losses are to Tannehill, Mahomes, and Kyler Murray. What do they all do well? They all move.
Mm-hmm.
And Roethlisberger does not.
No, that's true. He's probably, I hate to use the term immobile, but in terms of all the quarterbacks the Bills will face.
He's been tough to bring down over the course of his career.
Right.
He's been a real pest in the pocket. I'm not saying he's never been that, but compared to the way the guys move, I mean, he does not move.
It's funny, since you mentioned Roethlisberger, Jeremy, almost every time there's a sack and Josh Allen basically shakes a guy off.
You think about young Roethlisberger?
Hey, it reminds you of Ben Roethlisberger, who's so hard to bring down. They always make that comparison.
So a win over Pittsburgh.
Yeah.
Then the Bills will go to Denver to play Drew Lock.
Forget what I said about flying west and having flashbacks. They're going to beat the Denver Broncos because there's no way Drew Lock is going to have success against the Bills defense. The only thing to worry about is whether Denver will run wild against the Bills rush defense. I don't think it's going to be like 245 yards wild, so I will take the Bills to win that game.
With that, the Bills go to 12-4, by the way. Miami sitting at 6-4 would have to run the table to still be in the race, and that means they'd have to beat the Chiefs because, again, the Dolphins have to come here tied.
Yeah.
So in this scenario, I think they clinch the division by beating Denver.
Hmm. Because they would be,
the Dolphins would get their fifth loss.
And the Bills would be 10-4.
Bills would be 10-4. Right? That means,
could they clinch the division?
Maybe not.
I don't think so, right?
This is what happens when you try to do math in your head on the fly. Forget I said all that.
Yeah, you're hurting my brain right now. I'm trying to think this through.
You haven't been 10-4 and at New England.
They're going to beat the Patriots.
Okay, that's the division, if nothing else.
For
sure. Monday night game.
Yeah, I would think
for sure. Beat New England. And then against Miami on January 3rd, it's a rest their starters game?
Probably.
Hold on.
Well, Miami.
Hold on. Here come the phone calls. I hate the Miami Dolphins. You got to do your best. You got to keep them out of the playoffs. You can't let them get into the playoffs on a wild card. Miami can't get a free pass. However, listen, it might be interesting. It might be one of those spots where if you rest, you are choosing Miami to play.
Yeah, I was going to ask you, maybe it's less about what a game means for them. Are the Bills playing for seeding?
Well,
does it matter what seed they're at and who they might play? Because you could go into that game. You'd go into that game not knowing who's 5, 6, and 7.
Or, right.
Well, 5 and 6.
1 and 2 are gone, though.
Yeah, I mean, if you're 3 or 4,
12-4.
5 and 6, you'd be thinking about who's 5, who's 6.
So the only way that it would matter is the only way it's a story. If you rest your starters and that means you play Baltimore, I don't think that means you think Baltimore is a pushover.
Yeah.
If you rest your starters and it's Tennessee, but if you rest your starters and it's Miami, that is picking Miami.
Yeah.
You have the chance to try to knock them out. Like, that would be a fun storyline for a Week 17 game.
I despise Miami as much as anybody. I'm very much old school, beat the Dolphins. I could care less at that point. If the Bills have things wrapped up and that game means nothing, you rest your guys. I could care less about having to play to eliminate Miami. I need to play to make sure I'm ready to win my next playoff game or do what I need to do to, if it's rest starters, to win my playoff game.
So it's a rest starters. Maybe Miami misses the playoffs anyway. Who knows?
They might. You know,
pick a tie here.
With their schedule. Oh, you know what?
Not allowing ties.
Next week. I forgot all about that. One tie before the year is over. One tie.
Nope. Not
Bills
allowed.
And Steelers,
so,
tie game.
It's a loss?
That's right. I didn't figure it. Actually, I had a win, but because I didn't figure it in. I did not figure in the game means nothing for the Bills. All right, if that's what we're going, the premise is the game means nothing, then okay, sure. Turn that into a win for Miami.
Okay.
I had the Bills winning the game thinking it might actually still mean something.
11-5. And division title is your pick.
Yay.
You want it? So, ready for some hypothetical here?
Sure.
If
so,
there's a tie.
Let's make Howard pick the playoffs here. There's this website called playoffpredictors.com.
By the way, you're now making us later.
There's going to be so many games, though.
Listen, but here's the thing. The nice thing about this website is you can randomize each week, and it'll pick the games for you. So that's what I did. And I picked, following along with what Howard did, and in this hypothetical situation, the Bills would face the Titans as the number 4 seed.
They get a little revenge. Yeah, they'll beat them this time.
Picking a win.
Yeah.
The Colts would face the Dolphins.
Colts.
And the Browns would face the Steelers.
The Browns haven't beat the Steelers since 1897.
Lose by 50.
Yeah.
All
McKinley
right.
was president the last
they
time.
They always get hammered by Pittsburgh, too. Yeah. It's not just losses. They don't even compete.
So then the right. Bills would move on to the divisional round, and they would face Kansas City in the next round.
Yeah, I would pick the Chiefs. That was good. I would pick the Chiefs, but I like his response better.
And then it would be the Steelers and Colts in the other game.
I'll take the Colts.
Colts. All right. So you got the Bills going to the divisional round.
It's been a fun
Some of the stuff on Patrick Mahomes, that like how good he is and how just what he's doing.
Yeah.
It's like hyperbole doesn't even work anymore because he's so good.
Right.
That he's really consistently better than anyone else has been good, and we're kind of just numb to how good he is every single week. He's played maybe 3 bad games in his life.
That's when you know you've reached the elite level, when people stop talking about you because they expect you to play at the elite
every
level.
Every week.
Yeah.
Every single week, yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to bring that up with Therese Paylor from Yahoo Sports
like
in our 9 o'clock segment. That's interesting.
I would like to see the Bills get a second crack at those Chiefs.
Yes. You know? And play the Titans first and then play Kansas City. Make it the revenge tour.
Revenge tour.
There you go.
All right, and then who? Arizona in the Super Bowl?
Yep. Oh, yes.
Revenge tour.
Oh, take that, Kyler Murray.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.